This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in their pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey, welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Happy Monday, boo. Hoping you had a great weekend and your week is already off to an amazing start this week. I hope you're having a beautiful day wherever you are tuning in from. I have many, many, many international listeners, and one day I'm gonna just open up this podcast in another language and shock y'all. I know a little Spanish because I've watched Narcos like 4 times. Don't judge me. And I don't know the basic Spanish, like, where is the bathroom? Or can you give me directions? Or do you have food? I'm hungry. I know, like, where's my money? And where's the product? Which is so bad. If you and I were starring in Narcosis, I could have a full conversation with you in Spanish. I do speak a little French. I've been taking French off and on since high school and most recently picked it back up a few months ago. I'm pretty decent at it, I'm not gonna lie, but I'm not super confident yet to just bust out and talk to you in French. So one day I'm gonna just pop out and welcome y'all in French or Spanish or whatever, just to show y'all there's a little more to your girl that meets the eye, okay? Y'all, there is a new YouTube video up on the Slay Girl Slay YouTube channel. It's been a minute since our last video went up, but y'all, YouTube is just a different beast. I am learning how to share my time with YouTube as well as the podcast, as well as the girl gang. Shout out to the gang if you're in the girl gang. But as I mentioned in the video, if you haven't watched it already, if you are in the content making business, whether you're an influencer, a podcaster, a blogger, a YouTuber, or you run a business and you handle all the social media for it, extend yourself some grace. You won't hit the nail on the head every single time. You won't hit it out the park with great content every single week, and that is okay. Running a business is tough, right? And sometimes one part of the business is doing great, and the other part, I'm like, Jesus, please take the wheel. But don't beat yourself up because you didn't post today, or you've been MIA on the gram, or if you just feel disconnected from social media as a whole. I know a lot of you really love your social media, and go boo if that's you, but I also recognize a lot of you really don't like it and you participate because it's becoming part of your livelihood and how you make money. So be easy on yourself. The world is not going to end if you missed a post, okay? Not too long ago, my big brother and I took my mom out for dinner. Now, I should preface this by saying my mom and I stay having a nice dinner. We love trying new restaurants. We love trying different things on the menu. And there is a level of luxury that we like when we go out. And what that means is, although we're down for a good Chili's 2 for $25 dinner special, we love going to places where the dining is an experience and there's really good wine and sometimes a really good view. That's the level of luxury that we aspire to be on when we go out. Now, my big brother wanted to join us for dinner and he told me to make a reservation somewhere. So I did. I booked this place my mom and I always go to, and he had never been. So he was like, cool, that's fine, whatever. Now, let me just be upfront with you. My big brother and I are just two very different people. I love my brother. I would fight anybody over my brother, even though sometimes I look at him and I question how we came from the same woman. We're just completely opposite. He's super go with the flow. Whatever works, works. He's free spirited. He's friends with everybody. He's more of a it is what it is type of person, right? And I'm a planner. I need to get things done. I'm more grounded. My circle is very tight. If I ask you to do something, please do it. And I'm not a it is what it is type of person. I'm more of a it's what I say it is type of person. You feel me? We are truly oil and water. So I booked this fancy restaurant and automatically I can see when we get there, he's uncomfortable. Mom knows what to do, right? She's been here before. She gives the waiter her coat. She sits down, puts her napkin on her lap, looks at the menu. She's good. He's looking around at the people that are there, probably wondering where all the black people are. He looks at the cloth napkin on the table and he's like, they don't have any paper napkins. Opens up the menu and his face is just like, WTF, a caprese salad. I'm looking for the cheese sticks. You know what I'm saying? So immediately I'm irritated, right? Because I feel like he's not appreciating this level of luxury I wanted him to experience. And I can tell he's not used to this type of dining. He puts the menu down frustrated and he's like, Ashley, just order because it seems like you know what you're doing. So I order and I play it safe. I order what my mom and I had the last time we were there, right? It was safe, or at least I thought it was safe. What I didn't recognize was even though the name of the entree was the same, they changed the ingredients. So I was expecting this beautiful mushroom risotto to show up to the table. And what we got was seafood risotto with baby octopus hanging out the bowl. Suction cups and all, sis. And it looks as nasty as you probably imagine. Instantly, my brother was like, oh no, we're not eating this. This is disgusting. He is completely over it. Mom thought it was funny and just asked our server if we could order something else. I, on the other hand, was annoyed. I was super annoyed. I was irritated. I was peeved. Not because of the baby octopus hanging out the side of my bowl, but because my brother blew this whole dinner out of proportion. Now, normally, my mom and I would have just had a good laugh, a glass of wine, and ordered something else. But my brother was physically so uncomfortable being there that we decided to just pay for our apps and go. And at this point, sis, I am hot. We leave the restaurant and his mood instantly picks up. He's smiling, he's happy, and he's like, y'all, I have a way better place for us to eat dinner. It's just around the corner. And I'm looking around like, I ain't never seen no other restaurant around the corner, you know? Keep in mind, my mom and I are dressed up, right? We turn this corner to this hole in the wall pub. And y'all, he looked right at home. When we walked in, I'm looking over at my mom like, sis, if I could cuss in front of you, I would right now. The floor is sticky. You seat yourself. The booths have food all over them. The chairs were busted. And my mom was sitting there looking all cute on a gangsta lean because her chair was broke. And I shared that story with you to say, we have entered into a time in our lives where experiencing luxury is something that's being sought after more and more within our communities. It's not just for the super rich people we see on TV. It's been done and being done by people, by women who look like you and I. And as we go after new experiences, embark on the journey of normalizing luxury within our communities and do things we've never tried before, keep in mind, you won't be able to do it with everybody. Your level of bougie, your level of luxury, your quest for new experiences may not be understood by the people you know. It may not be something your friends can experience. As I've previously stated, When you go from level to level to level, life gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And not everybody is going to be level hopping with you. And I'm not just talking how you excel at accomplishing goals. I don't just mean leveling up and leaving people behind within your careers. I mean in every aspect of your life. The things you want to do, the places you want to go, and the things you want to see. Everybody can't come. And although it sucks, as my brother would say, it is what it is. The point I'm trying to make today is you can't do everything with everybody, sis. I know you have big goals in your mind, and there are just some really cool things that you want to do, places you want to go, things you want to see, maybe even things you want to buy. And as you are planning out those things, keep in mind that a lot of those things you may have to do on your own. I've never talked about this, but I traveled a lot by myself pre-pandemic. I've traveled internationally on my own and partially for work. But if you've ever traveled for work, you know, depending on where you're going, those trips can turn into a vacation for an extra few days. And I just like to be solo dolo because I'm just not the biggest fan of group travel. Because let's be honest, there's always someone in the group that messes up the vibe. At least that has been the experiences that I've had. But I got to a point in my life where everything just felt so mundane. I was tired of doing the same things, going to the same places. And when I started really pinpointing what I wanted to do and what I wanted to experience, the people around me didn't really receive it. Everybody wasn't ready to do next level things. I promise I'm not coming from a mean or a hateful place when I say that. I'm not trying to make it seem like we're better than everybody else. But I just want you to grasp that your life is changing, sis. You're putting in big work to make it better than what it is right now. And when it's time to reap the benefits of said big life, everybody can't reap the benefits with you. I'm not just talking Louis bags and five-star vacations. I mean, when you do the work to elevate and start learning more about yourself and start learning more about what you like and what you don't like, and your mentality is changing and your spirit is growing, everybody will not experience that growth, that change, that elevation with you. We can't expect other people to be on the same level that we're on. Not to say we're being cocky or rude or acting as if we're above them, right? But when you know better, you do better. My first time taking a first-class flight, I was flying from LA to New York, and I had never flown first class. This was when I first moved to LA years ago, and I didn't know that you get a full meal on a first-class flight. Like several courses, y'all. And I had already got food in the airport and boarded the plane with my McDonald's, getting ready to smash. But I learned. So when I took my next flight, I flew to Paris, and your girl was ready for whatever courses they were willing to offer. But you see, when you know better, you do better. And sometimes when you're ready to do better, those people, those family members, those old friends still may not know better because they may not be there yet. And it's no fault to them. It doesn't make them any less of a person because at one point or another, you didn't know either. When you're ready to experience big things, luxury or not, everybody else won't be ready too. You can create the world that you live in, but you can't create a world for somebody else. You can introduce them to new things. You can introduce them to new experiences, but you can't get mad at them if they don't receive it. You can't be pissed if they aren't picking up what you're putting down. I was so irritated with my brother and so annoyed because he didn't know how to just relax and enjoy the experience. But that ended up being really insensitive of me because I was trying to put him in a world that I created for myself. And because of where he is in his world, in his life, he didn't know how to enjoy being in mine. I think it's important to note that luxury is ultimately defined by you. Luxury may be first-class flights and five-star hotels and fine dining and car services when you go shopping. That may be luxury for you. But luxury for someone else may be a quiet night at home with a bubble bath and just time to themselves. Luxury for someone else may be paying off all of their debt. Luxury for someone else may be working out at the gym or sitting in their nice car listening to music, a car that they worked very hard to get. Luxury is subjective, boo. It's whatever you want it to be. In addition to getting to a level in your life where you experience a certain type of luxury, understand it's more than luxury you're experiencing. Understand that you are actively unlocking and walking through a door that was once closed, unlocking a new level that you have never been on mentally, spiritually, or emotionally. Understand that this level, this season, this experience is yours and yours alone. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you love the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to give us a rating and your feedback at the end of this episode. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to learn more about our girl gang and the Slay Girl Slay book club in the links provided in the description. Follow us on social media at Slay Girl Slay on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.